Yo, guys, welcome back to the Faithful Inspiration Podcast. I'm your host, Joel, and I'm thrilled to have a truly exceptional guest with us today.
Another one.
None other than Ayo, a rising star in the world of hockey and the true inspiration. Ayo, how's it going?
Pretty good. Good day, man. Sun's shining, the weather's sweet, no complaints.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's dive into some great conversation. Can you share with us a bit about your background and how you first got into the sport of hockey?
Yeah, for sure. So I am a first generation, I would even say college student from the United States. My dad's from Nigeria. My mom is from Ohio. I feel it's a kind of cool background getting into that just because everyone in my family did play collegiate sports on my mom's side, but none of them were obviously hockey. Like, my uncle played Division I basketball, my mom ran D1 track, but my dad didn't really do anything. I'd consider him kind of a tech nerd. With that being said, I was three at a birthday party, and it was a skating birthday party. My mom wasn't gonna go out and skate with me because she didn't know anything about it. My dad has two left feet, so he wasn't gonna go out and skate with me. So instead, they took me over to the other rink. And Columbus High School hockey used to be a gong show, if I'm being honest. So I was watching kids blow each other up in front of the boards, right in front of the glass, watching some cool Golden Sellies. And I remember turning around and looking at them and being like, I want to play hockey. And they kind of just brushed it off. They put me into Tiny Tots basketball. And I'd pretend to skate up and down the basketball court until finally they're like, what are you doing? I'm practicing for when you let me play hockey. So They threw me into hockey, thought I was going to fall twice and give up, but now I'm here, national champion, super fun.
Hey man, that's good, that's good. Who were your biggest role models or inspirations growing up?
My grandpa was a super big role model for me, mostly because he worked at Nationwide Arena. He had seen a whole bunch of Blue Jackets games. I remember going into the basement with him, and he would like tape couch pillows to his legs. I'd be pretending to shoot on him like he was a goalie. Like, that was how I first honestly got introduced into hockey. But then I got thrown on the skates, obviously, when I was like 3.5, 4. I started playing with the Columbus Ice Hockey Club, and my first ever coach, John Hafferman. He's been probably my biggest inspiration, my biggest role model, my biggest hero. Like, looking at him and the way he treats everyone has really made me like try to give back and do the same kinds of things as him. He's given me ample opportunities, and like, I can't say enough good words about him either.
Right, that's good. What challenges have you faced as a minority athlete, and how have you overcome them?
I faced several challenges, and it's not like a woe is me kind of thing, because I definitely feel in order to strive and be great, you have to go through challenges. If it was easy, everyone would do it. I love to say that.
Right.
In 1 year, I think I played for 4 teams. I kind of got cut and suitcased around all over the place. I played in Florida, New York, New Jersey, Iowa, Canada, Alabama. I'm in Michigan now. I had a season in Indiana. So I've really traveled everywhere playing hockey, and I don't want to say most people would give up, but like, I've seen it more as a blessing. Like, the game's been able to help me travel all over the world, or all over North America, I'll say. Eventually I'll travel all over the world playing, but I don't know, like, some call that adversity, but I see it as a blessing. Like, the game's definitely given me everything. More touching on like being a diverse player in hockey, I can count with more than the two hands the times I've been called the N-word or told I'm supposed to play basketball or something crazy like that. But at the same time, I feel that comes with the territory because I piss people off. I'm a really mean, hard-nosed defensive defenseman. Like, I get in your grill. I don't really ever chirp people, but like, I expect it to come when I'm laying you out, I'm giving you cross checks, I'm slashing you, I'm being mean. So I kind of just have to let it brush off my shoulder nowadays.
Got that. Have you encountered any instances of discrimination in your career, and how did you handle them? I mean, I guess you kind of just, you know, said that too, but you know.
Yeah. But no, like, I remember the first time I got called the N-word playing hockey. I think I was like 10 or 11, and wow. It really just hit me off guard. Like, more, I was like, first off, like, who are your parents to teach you that? Like, because I believe all that is taught at home.
Right.
I'm a kid, so it's like, what? So that kind of stuff. I had always seen how, like, parents treated my mom in the stands as well. We'll fast forward just to this year, because, like, I was playing a team. I'm not going to name the team because I don't want anyone to get in trouble. But I straight got called the effing N-word. And that time, like, most of the time I let it brush past me, but I cross-checked that kid pretty good. I got a game misconduct. But my mindset in that is you stand for something or you fall for anything. So it's 2024, man. Like, it's too late for that. You can make fun of the fact that maybe I'm not the best skater, like, be creative. Like, there's so many different things you can say nowadays.
Right. I definitely agree. Can you just repeat that?
Yeah, bro. You stand for what you believe in or fall for anything. That's stand the way that I want to, like, explain it. Like, there's certain times where you can let stuff go. If it's someone under their breath, maybe. Like, if it's a sly comment. But, like, there's certain things that you just can't let slide anymore.
That's very true. How important is diversity and representation in sports, and what do you think can be done to improve it?
I feel diversity in sports is always fun, and I always say this in a way of no one just likes vanilla ice cream, and I'm not even going to say that in a bad way because I like vanilla ice cream, but, like, there's so many different flavors out there. There's so many different things where, like, if you only had vanilla ice cream, you'd get bored of it. So there definitely needs to be people from all different types of backgrounds in everything. And I feel representation is extremely important, because if you don't see anyone that looks like you doing something, there's nothing in you that thinks that you can possibly do it. So super grateful to be able to say that I got to be, like, honored by the Blue Jackets as their Hockey is for Everyone ambassador this year. Got to drop a puck at Nationwide before a game. But, like, more than anything, I don't want to pump my tires with it, but to say that, like, it humbled me to understand that, like, I am a face that kids look up to. So with that, I have to take that responsibility in the correct way and just try to grow the game. Like, I feel like that is something that can be done, is the people that are in the spots now need to be able to use their platform to help show other, like, the next generation that it's possible.
Right. That's good. And what message do you hope to send to other minority athletes who aspire to follow in your footsteps, and what advice would you give to them?
I don't think my journey's been easy, so my biggest advice is just trust the process. Everyone says all these stupid little quotes, but, like, when you listen to them enough and you engrave them and you believe in yourself, anything is possible. Like, another quote that I'll say is, like, if it was easy, everyone would do it. Like, it's not gonna be easy. If you want it to be easy and it doesn't work and you give up, it wasn't for you, man. Like, I'll end it by saying this. Like, what do you want your story to be? Like, my goal in life is for a movie to be made after me. Like, sure, that's ambitious, but it's like, what do you want your impact to be here? Like, shoot for the stars, aim for the moon,
right?
Touch as many people as you can, build connections along the process. Like, I feel like that should be everybody's goal.
Hey, man, that's great for sure. How do you use your platform as an athlete to make a positive impact on your community?
I say the things that people think to say but don't really have the courage to say, and I wear that as a badge of honor, just because growing up I was always kind of self-conscious, I was low confidence, I always wanted people to like me, like all of those kind of things. But 2 or 3 years ago I kind of just had an eye-opening moment and really was just like, who cares? Like, that sounds bad because you can say who cares in any sort of way, but, like, I want to live my most genuine life. And in doing that, if I have to make other people feel uncomfortable or call out things that aren't right, I'll live with the consequences. Like, I just want to be able to show people especially that look like me, that you should be proud of yourself, you should be authentic, and eventually it's going to end up working out for you.
Well said, well said. And you also had a link in your Instagram bio, right? What is that about?
Yes. So when I was playing for Huntsville my freshman year, this was in like the wake of George Floyd in 2020 and like just trying to change everything. So we ended up creating like a coalition between all the Division I schools called Change Hockey Culture. So the point of this was basically to bring inclusion into hockey, to bring education into hockey, to kind of show the discrepancies, let the minorities kind of speak out and let other people know how they feel. So eventually enough people can understand and they can change the game. Like, it's not going to be an overnight thing. Like, our quote was one shift at a time. Like, it's going to take a process, but understanding that nothing's going to happen if nothing's said. So we right. got all these people together to kind of be the faces of the people that were willing to say what needed to be said and kind of change the culture of hockey. I commend that group as well, because I'm the only person that is a part of that committee that plays Division III hockey, seeing that Alabama Huntsville folded. So I was super grateful that they didn't just kind of push me to the curb and they let me continue to be a part of the movement.
That's good. That's good. Now into the fun questions. If you could play alongside any athlete, past or present, who would it be and why?
Are you talking hockey-wise?
Yeah, hockey-wise.
Okay. It sounds cliche, but I'd want like an all-black line maybe. So like my D partner would be Seth Jones. I think that'd be super cool. We'd throw like Anson Carter up front, Jerome McGinley up front. I'm trying to think of who else would be like a super cool. Like, we got to add some brunt, so maybe
DK Subban.
Let's go. I like PK, but he's Norris. He knows how to play D, but he's got some flair too. We'll throw him up on the wing, see what he can do.
Nice.
But yeah, that'd be my five. And then I didn't say a goalie, so maybe we could go super back to Grant Fuhr, just because he's one of the winningest goalies in the game. I don't know, maybe who else? I want to shout out someone like more present day as well. Like Malcolm Subban never got his comeuppance yet. Like, he never got his chance. So maybe we throw him there too.
That's good. And I totally agree. A very fierce, a very good five starting lineup. Which athlete outside of hockey do you admire the most?
I would say Kobe Bryant, and he's extremely skilled, but like, you look at other people that are like freak athletes, like Black Jesus or MJ or LeBron James, like those are like Giannis, like, again, extremely talented freak athletes, but like Kobe was all work ethic, dedication, drive, commitment, and everything he said that he was going to do, he ended up accomplishing. And I respect him. Like, I see that he passed young. All the legends die young, which is super sad. But like, he still lives through so many people with just the message that he portrayed. And like, I always throw Mamba mentality on my stick. Like, I was thinking about getting a tattoo. Like, he just encompasses a lot of great mindset ideas that I feel a lot of greats possess as well.
That's good. That's good. What do you like to do in your free time when you are not training or competing?
I got big into yoga since the start of like middle of last year. So I've done 75 hard twice. I'm doing it the second time right now with my girlfriend. But last time I did more like calisthenics, push-ups, sit-ups, stuff on the bar, muscle-ups, like that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I'm not trying to beat myself up because I still have normal lifts in practice. So I've really been trying to just work on my mental health with like becoming more flexible with yoga, like being able to challenge myself in different poses. Like, it's just fun. It's a great mind-body connection kind of thing. So yoga's been my big escape this year, at least. And I don't know. I challenge a whole lot of people to do it, because you look at it, you think it's easy till you start throwing yourself in those poses.
Yeah.
Those
kind
of things, and it's really humbling, which I think is really good.
Facts. I mean, like, downward dog, all of those poses, man. I mean, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
Have you ever been starstruck by meeting another athlete or celebrity?
I can honestly say I have been. I've really challenged myself as of recent, just because I've started to meet more people to understand that they're just people and I want to be one of them. So I kind of got to, like, change the mindset to act like I already am one of them. Mm. When I was younger, Rick Nash, man, like, being from Columbus, he's the only guy that's ever had his jersey retired. Like, he was the bee's knees in Columbus. I remember I was like 10, 11, going after a game to get a signature from him. And I started tearing up, man. Like, it was crazy. I was just like, wow, like, this is really him. This is the guy. Like, super cool experience. But I've been able to meet him a couple times since then. He's given me some good advice. I had an internship with the Jackets over the summer, so I was in the front office with him a little bit. Like, it was cool to be able to see the progress from when I first met him, because I showed him a picture, to the picture I took with him over the summer, just to be like, yeah, like, super cool impact.
Wow. That is cool. That is cool.
Yeah.
What's the most interesting place you have traveled for a game or competition?
I went to Quebec for the Pee Wee tournament, and that was super cool. We didn't do that well in the tournament, but it was an extremely cool experience. Like, we got to go by, there's like an ice hotel. Everything is made out of ice, literally, beside your mattress, like bed frames, your dressers, like, they have a bar, and the bar, everything's made out of ice. They even give you your drinks in a cup made out of ice. Wow. Like, super cool. That was really cool. I got to play at the old Pepsi Colisée where the Ramparts played before they tore that down. I got to see the Chateau Frontenac, which is like some super cool castle that they turned into a hotel there. Like, that's an experience I don't think I'll ever forget. And I want to shout out and thank Rick Nash, because he helped fund us to do that as well.
All right, Rick Nash. So Rick Nash, if you're watching this, it's a big thank you from Ohio.
For sure.
Can you share a memorable travel, or, well, I guess you kind of answered this, but can you share a memorable travel mishap or adventure from your hockey career?
Yeah, man. So one of the craziest ones, I was playing in, this is when I was at Huntsville. And we're the southernmost D1 program at the time, so you got to travel everywhere every weekend to play. We at least had a sleeper bus. I won't say it was the newest or most well-kept sleeper bus, but we were going to, it was either Lake Superior State or Northern Michigan, so obviously extremely far from Huntsville, Alabama. And we're about, I think, 10, 11 hours in, and the bus breaks down. So we got to wait for them to drive up another bus for us to take that bus. The rest of, I think, the 19, 20-hour ride. So we get up there. We play our games. I think we split the weekend. Then we go to travel back, and our bus breaks down. And we weren't about to wait for them to send another bus. So we kind of, like, jerry-rigged and zip-tied some trash cans to the sides of our bus to try to intake more air, because it kept overheating, and we drive for 30 minutes, have to stop for 30 minutes for it to cool down. Wow. Drive for 30 minutes, have to stop. Like, it was crazy. It was a crazy trip.
Yeah. Literally zip tying trash cans?
Good memory. Yes, like the plastic trash cans. Wow. Man. Like, I commend the bus drivers for their mindset to be able to do that. Like, you know, like, what are you doing? But hey, it worked. So
that's good. And last question, you know, I'm also a black hockey player. a pretty good one, you know. In a 1v1, up to three, who is winning?
Man, it's your podcast, so I'll say you. I'll give you some. You gonna
say me?
It'll be a hard fought one.
Oh yeah,
the best way to put it. It'll be a hard fought one.
It'll be a hard fought one, right?
Yeah.
You play defense, right?
Yeah.
Wow, so defense versus
left wing. Are you a defenseman or a forward?
I'm a forward. Yeah. I play left wing, so it's going to be tough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would consider myself more of a defensive defenseman. So, like, I wouldn't say you would score, but, like, likelihood of me scoring? So we'd see how it goes.
Those big slap shots and stuff, yeah. It would be fun. Well, who knows, you know, if I ever pull up to Mississauga, Ontario, we got to make it happen.
I said, you make the call. I'm up in Michigan. I'm not that far away. We can see how it works. I'll be there.
I bet.
Sometime this summer, maybe, honestly.
Maybe. All right, well, that's all for this episode. Is there anything you would like to say before we end it?
This is my outro for everything. So just peace, love, and positivity. I hope everyone that listens to this has a beautiful day. That's it.
That's good. All right. Well, thank you, faithful listeners, to listening to this episode with Aya. I got some more epic guests coming up, but that's all for today. And I'll see you on the flip side. Peace.